Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Welcome to Morning Glory. Amen. Another session of getting into God's glory. Come on and give God a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Come on and magnify the name of the Lord. Come on and glorify him. Glorify means to praise him. Amen. To shower him with your praise. Amen. When we glorify God, that means that we praise him with our praise. Amen. Amen. He is praiseworthy. Amen. Amen. If anybody this morning, amen, believe that God is praiseworthy, come on and give him your praise. Hallelujah. Lord, give him your thanks. Amen. Praise is how we thank him. Amen. It shows gratitude. It shows appreciation. Amen. God, we love you this morning. Lord, we thank you this morning. We adore you this morning. We decree and declare that there is none like you. Come on and give God all the glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to this morning session, another morning session in the glory, in the presence of the Lord, with yours truly. Amen. The Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Amen. Who God has assigned in this hour to strengthen us in his glory. Hallelujah. So that we may show forth his what? Praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for opening up our eyes this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us all night, Lord. Thank you for not letting no hurt, no harm, no danger befall us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How you surround us with your angels, Lord. How you give us protection, Lord. Hallelujah. Just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know that nothing is possible without you, Lord. You are the glory. You are our everything, Lord. You are the I am God. Huh? Like you told Moses. You told Moses when he asked you, who should I say has sent me? You said, tell the people that I am that I am. And we thank you this morning, Lord, that you are the I am God. You are everything that we need, oh God. Help us to keep our eyes and focus on that, Lord, that you are the I am God. I am what you're looking for. I am the glory that you seek. I am the presence that you need. I am the goodness. Come on here, somebody. I am the praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, God. We give you glory. We give you, Lord, everything that we have, Lord. Hallelujah. We just continue to surrender to you, Lord. Hallelujah. So that you may show us who you are. How many know that when you get in the glory of God, that the glory of God says that you have surrendered to God? Hallelujah. Because you can't get into the glory until you surrender. Hallelujah. We have to surrender. Amen. That the glory, that the presence of God may come on us. Uh-huh. That it may come up on us and then get in us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the goodness of the Lord will get on us and then get in us. Hallelujah. As we understand how good God really is. Come on here, somebody. God is so good to us. Come on and bless his name. Father, amen. We ask you, Father, to bless our day-to-day, Lord. Hallelujah. We cancel all assignments of the enemy, God. We thank you that because we're in the glory, Lord, hallelujah, that we have the power to command our morning. We have the power to command our day. Amen. We decree and declare that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice in it. We thank you for every blessing, Lord. We thank you for every miracle, Lord God. We thank you, Rabba. We thank you, O God, even right now, Lord. We thank you, O God. We thank you for your angels that are on standby. We give you praise, Father, that we loose our angels, Lord. Hallelujah. We loose our guardian angels, Lord. We loose our ministering angels, Lord. Hallelujah. In your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you for the angel of goodness, the angel of mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for the angel of finance. We thank you for the angel of healing. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah, God. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength. We thank you that they are released in the glory, Lord. You say whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that right now we loose our angels. We loose your word. We loose your anointing here on earth, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the keys to the kingdom, oh God. Hallelujah. You said, ask and we shall receive. You said, seek and we will find. You said, knock and the door shall be open. So we give you praise this morning, God, that as we do these things in your glory, in your presence, God, we thank you that you are moving right now. We thank you that our day has already been set, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord, for what you have already done. We decree and declare that we're going to have the blessed, the most blessed day ever, God. We give you praise, God. You said death and life is in the power of the tongue. We release life. We release it right now. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we thank you that we eat the fruit thereof. We thank you right now, oh God. Hallelujah. We counsel every death assignment. Death has no power over us. We thank you for the blood, Lord. Hallelujah. The blood is alive in the glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for dominion, God. We thank you for authority. You said you have given us dominion and you have given us power, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise this morning, Father, in your mighty name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your will be done in earth as it already is in heaven, God. We thank you right now, Lord. Let your kingdom come, Lord. Hallelujah. We decree and declare to give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give him the glory this morning. Somebody give him the praise. Give him the fruit of your lips this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for waking us up in our right mind. Thank you, Lord, for the use of our limbs. Lord, you said in your word that in you we live and move and have our being. If you know that this morning, come on and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody give it up to him this morning. Somebody give him the praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give him honor. Somebody give him what is due his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord, we praise you this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody get happy in the glory this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are worthy, Lord, to be praised, Lord. You are praiseworthy, Lord. Hallelujah. And we bless your name this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, somebody lift him up this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your great name, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on to our foundation scripture. You know what it is. Hallelujah. Psalms 63:1. Amen. Somebody get ready. Amen. Everybody meet me there. Amen. In the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Psalms 63:1. Amen. Amen. Psalms 63:1. And the word of the Lord reads, and the psalmist says in verse 1, he says, O God, thou art my God. I want somebody to meditate on that this morning. O God, thou art my God. O God. God. Thou art my God. He is letting the Lord know, the Lord, you belong to me. Hallelujah. I know that you for everybody else, but I'm talking to you personally. I'm letting you know, Lord, that you're my God. He says, early will I seek thee. Come on here, somebody. Early will I seek thee. Early will I chase after thee. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Amen. People understand, child of God, let me help you with something. There's coming a time that people are going to want to seek the Lord, and they're not going to be able to find God. Oh, yeah, that's a scary thing. But there's going to be a time that people are going to want to find God and not be able to find God. That's why Isaiah says, God says to us in Isaiah, seek me while you can. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. God is saying, this is the time that you will find me, but you got to seek after me because it's getting harder to find him. I don't know if you're realizing that or that if you pick that up, amen, in your spirit. It's harder now to find God. I'm talking about the true living God. Amen. People call a lot of things God, but I'm talking about the God of heaven and earth. I'm talking about the God that made the sun, the moon, the stars. I'm talking about the God that made the trees. I'm talking about the God that formed us in our mother's womb. God is saying, seek me while you can find me. The word seek, remember, in the Greek means to chase after. So we got to chase after God right now while we can find him, because there will come a time when we will not be able to find the God of the universe. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Call upon him while he is near. Amen. We got to call upon the Lord while he is near, because there's going to come a time when he's not going to be near to us for us to call upon him. So if there's ever a time for us, beloved, to call upon him and seek him, it's right now. It's right now. Amen. God is saying, don't wait till later. Because let me tell you something. Grace time is running out. And now is the time, amen, to call upon him. Now is the time to seek him like never before. Don't be fooled, beloved. Amen. The enemy is deceiving so many of us. He is deceiving so many of us through the vaccine. He is deceiving so many of us because we're not realizing that if you've taken that vaccine, you have taken the mark of the beast, and it has separated you from the glory. Come on here, somebody. The vaccine is designed to separate us from the presence of God. Amen. It is designed to separate us from God consciousness. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that if we're not God conscious, that we can't get into the glory? How many of you know that if we're not God conscious, that we're not able to get into prayer, to worship, to praise like we want to? Because it cuts off the very thing that allows us to be God conscious. Because remember, the enemy's main goal, child of God, hear me this morning. The main goal of the enemy is to take away God's glory. That's why he was kicked out of heaven, because he could not touch the glory. That is the very thing that has always eluded him, that it has always been untouchable to him. It's the glory of God. That's why God says, I will share my glory with no one. God is saying, my glory belongs to me only, and it can only come through us being trustworthy to be able to wear God's glory. Amen. Somebody give God praise for his glory this morning. Hallelujah.
That's why the Lord tells us to be in the world, but not of the world, child of God. We have to separate ourselves because the world is designed to take us away from getting God's glory. Come on here, somebody. And how many of you know that you were designed to wear God's glory? You were designed to carry God's glory. You were designed, you and I, to be a reflection of God's glory. And that's why the enemy hates us so much, because we are the very thing that God glorifies in. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The treasure. The Bible says that he has put this treasure in earthen vessels. The treasure is the glory. All of this technology that has been created, child of God, is to steal God's glory. Because the enemy knows that he can never, ever steal God's glory. And because of that, he has created his own glory through technology. But how many know that that's getting ready to crumble? Amen. Why? Because God says, I will not share my glory with another. So God is saying, everything that do not glorify me will come down, will be destroyed. Come on here, somebody. So we're thanking God this morning for his presence. Lord, thank you for your presence. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your praise. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, that you are all powerful. Thank you, Lord, that you are omnipotent. See, when we say that God is all powerful, we're saying he's omnipotent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being all-knowing. When we say he's all-knowing, we're saying he's omniscient. He is the all-knowing God. He knows the present, the past, and the future. That's awesome. He is the God of the past. He is the God of the present. And he is the God of the future. He has already orchestrated our life, beloved. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him glory. Lord, thank you. We ain't got to worry about God coming in. He's already in every tense of our life. And as we glorify him, God will show us himself. We got to understand and know that all we need is him. Come on here, somebody. God says, I don't want you to be dependent upon nobody but me. Come on here, somebody. How many know that Yahshua said in John, he says, I am what? The way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. I'm the truth, hallelujah, and I'm the life. God put his glory in us. And God is saying, don't let nothing or nobody mess up the glory that I've put in your life. Come on here, somebody. I want to encourage somebody this morning, stay connected to the glory. Stay connected to the presence of God. Stay connected to the goodness of God. Stay connected to the praise of God. Stay connected. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then he says, My soul thirsts for thee. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because I'm chasing after the glory, it's going to make my soul thirst for him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that an indication that you're still in the glory is that your soul is thirsty for him? Come on here, somebody. And the problem now is that a lot of us is not thirsty for God. We're thirsty for other things besides God. But a lot of it is because we're not hungry for God. The Bible says, they that are hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And so God is saying, become hungry. Get hungry for me. Come on here, somebody. In the natural, child of God, when you get hungry, we start chasing after food to feel the hunger that's in our belly. So God is saying in your spiritual belly, when you get hungry, there should be a tug to start chasing after me, because I'm the only one that can fill you up. Come on and give God praise. I'm the only one that can feel the hunger that is in your spirit. Amen. Because you are hungry, because you need to eat from my plate, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Don't you know this natural food is killing us? Come on here, somebody. This natural food is breaking down our immune system. This natural food that they are giving us is killing our body and killing our spirit at the same time. So God is saying, become hungry for me, because I'm going to be the one that's going to be able to sustain you in this hour. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. My soul thirsteth for you. The word thirsteth has an E-T-H, which means continue to thirst. Amen. My soul, God, continues to thirst for you. And what do we talk about? The soul. That the soul has three compartments. It has the will, which is the spirit. It has the intellect, which is the mind, and then it has the emotions, which is the flesh. Remember, will is our spirit. Intellect is our mind. Emotion is our flesh. That's why the Bible says, what would it profit a man if he gained the world and lose his soul? In the first place that the enemy started is in our mind. Come on here, somebody. So I got to guard my mind, because if I keep my mind on him, he's going to keep me in perfect peace. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. The intellectual part of your soul, your psyche, is your mind. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then I got to give God my will, because the will cannot be killed, because it is the spirit. But it's attached to the soul. Come on here, somebody. So that's what makes them connect, spirit and soul, is the will. The will deals with our desire, what we long for, what we wish for, what we want. Come on here, somebody. That is attached to the will. And the will can't be killed, because it was made for eternity. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the will is what gives us power? The enemy cannot fight against our will. He can only move when we give him permission to move concerning our will. That's why the psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will put my will into it. I will to do it. Beloved, let me encourage you this morning. Once you will to do something, nothing can stop you. Come on here, somebody. That's why the enemy wants the will. He wants us to surrender our will to him, because he can't move unless we surrender our will. That's why Yahshua said before he went to the cross, he said to the Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Not what I desire, not what I want, because death was not what he wanted, but he yielded because that was the Father wanted him to do. He didn't want to die for us, but it was the Father's will. So he surrendered to the will of the Father because he always walked in what? Obedience. And obedience is the key to us having and wearing and being trustworthy of God's glory. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God is not going to give his glory to us if we're not obedient. Come on here, somebody. The glory only comes on us through obedience. Because what we love, we obey. Remember that, child of God. What we love, we obey. So when we say, Lord, I love you, then God is saying, okay, so if you say you love me, then it means that you will obey me. Hallelujah. And obedience puts us in a place with God that give us what? Favor. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So remember, how we show God that we love him is through obedience. So the will is connected to obedience. Remember, the Holy Spirit was telling us, showing us in the glory that Yahshua didn't want to die, but it was the will of the Father. So he had to set his will aside and say, Father, I accept your will for my life. And then in him accepting the will of the Father, God showed him the glory that was going to come behind him surrendering to his will. That's why every day we should say to the Father, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, that's when you trust him. That's when you know, Lord, your will is the best will for my life. Come on here, somebody. We can only say that when we get in a place with God of understanding God. Come on here, somebody. Once we understand God, then we have no problem with surrendering what? To the will of God. So God is saying, your day has already been planned. It has already been set. Oh, you got to and know that I know what's best for you. Come on and give God glory in the presence of the Lord. Come on and give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for your will, God. Thank you for your desire. Thank you, Lord, for what you want, God. Hallelujah. Because in your will, Lord, I find comfort. In your will, I find everything I need, God. Your will, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This morning, I want you to know that God's will is the best will for your life. Know that he already knows. He said, I already know what you need before you ask me. I already know what you have need of before you even ask me. So that's why when we get into glory of God, all we got to do is thank him that the need is already met. Oh, Shaban Dada Boshi. I don't know who that is for this morning, but God is saying your need has already been met. All you got to do is trust me and know that in my glory, everything has already been provided for. That's in the perfect will. Remember, beloved, there are two wills. There's the perfect will and there's the permissive will. The perfect will is the word of God for what God has already set for us. The permissive will It's our will and what God will allow because we have rejected the perfect will. In the perfect will, everything for us is already provided for. In the permissive will, we have to provide for ourselves. Whose will will you trust this morning in the glory? Trust the perfect will, beloved. Because that's where we're going to find joy, happiness, and peace. Glory to God. Somebody give God some more praise. Somebody give God some more glory. God, we love you so much this morning. We thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And we give you all the honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Then he says, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land. How many know that the flesh are longing when there's no presence of God? Amen. That's what pull us into the glory. Because our flesh was designed to give him glory. It was designed for him to live in. That's why the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's the temple of God. Hallelujah. That's why the enemy hate our flesh, though, because it is the temple of God. That's why he tries to use our flesh to dishonor God, because he knows that God designed and built our flesh. He created our flesh for him to live in. That's why the word of God says, know ye not that your body is not your own, that it is bought, that it has been bought with a price. Come on here, somebody. So it is for us to glorify God in our body. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God the glory. How many know that we're not going to be happy until God is where he's supposed to be in our life, in our body? There's a place that no one can fulfill in our body but him. He should be in our heart as the king of our heart. Because he said, I created you for me. I didn't create you for nobody else. That's why we can't be happy. We're trying to fulfill that void. And God is saying, I'm the only one that can fulfill that void in your life. Come on here, somebody. While you're in the glory, come on and surrender everything to him right now. While you're in the glory, Lord, I surrender everything to you. I realize that the reason why I can't be happy is because I haven't allowed you to be the God of my life. Lord, take your place in me. I surrender my all to you. I no longer want to be of the world. I renounce everything of the world. Because I know this world and this world system is going to hell, Father. And I don't want to go to hell with it. I want to be with you. I want to have everlasting life. And I accept you, Yahshua, as the Lord of my life. Come into my life and change my heart. I turn my back on the devil and his world system right now. If that's your plea this morning, if that's your cry this morning, you have just accepted the salvation of the Lord your God. Hallelujah! of the Lord our God. Come on and worship him. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your great name, O God. We give you glory this morning. You mean, Apostle, it's just that simple? Yes. The Bible says that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that the Father raised Yahshua from the dead, we shall be saved. Come on here, somebody. That's the word. And once you confess that, then God comes in to our heart. You have accepted the glory of God in your heart. Amen. That's a reason to be excited. I'm going to give God praise this morning. I'm going to give God glory. Come on and bless the name of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Let's see if we can get one more scripture in before morning glory ends this morning. Come on here, somebody. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 right quickly. We're going to look at something. The Bible says we go from glory to glory. So God allows us to grow in the glory. There are different levels to the glory. Come on here, somebody. That's why God wants us to stay faithful, because God wants to take us from one glory to another. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God removes the veil. The veil is what keeps us from getting into the glory. See, the veil is the law without the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the word of the Lord says, and not as Moses would put a veil over his face that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. Now what he's talking about is the law. The law that was designed not to change us, but to show us how filthy we were. Come on here, somebody. But God is saying, once you get me, then the fulfillment of the law is fulfilled through the Holy Spirit that is able to change us into what the law wants us to be. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So once we receive the Holy Spirit, then now there's no more veil. God is saying, now you can be what I have always wanted you to be through the law. Come on here, somebody. So the law is not working against us. It's showing us where we need to be in him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It says in verse 14, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament. Why? Because they still trying to do things without the Holy Spirit. How many know that the word of Yahshua is no good without the Holy Spirit? We need the Holy Ghost in order for the word of God to become alive in us, in order for us to reach where God wants us to reach. We need his Spirit. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Verse 15, but even until this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Now, what it's saying that when Moses is read, it's talking about the Ten Commandments. It's talking about the laws of Mayot, amen, which has to do with where the Ten Commandments originated from, amen, which has to do with the glory, amen. Verse 16 says, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Come on here, somebody. So how many of you know that when we turn to the Lord, we turn to his spirit, we turn to the Holy Ghost, who is the witness of Yahshua. Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God says, I come to free you. I come to make you free. Verse 18, it says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, the presence of the Lord. So how many know that the more we're in his presence, glory to God, the more he's able to show us his goodness. So the presence of God helps us to become like him. Glory to God. So there's only three ways, beloved, that we can get into the presence of God. Through prayer, through worship, through praise. Those are our three avenues that we get into the presence of God. But we are with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. What is it saying there, Apostle? It's saying that the more I get in prayer, the more I'm going to start looking like Yahshua. The more I get in worship, the more I'm going to start looking like Yahshua. The more that I get in praise, the more I'm going to begin to look like Yahshua. So I go from glory to glory the more I get into his presence. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So we're thanking God this morning that he is showing us more how to get in his presence. He's showing us more that as we surrender more to him in prayer, in praise, in worship, that the glory of God is going to change us, that we will begin to look like him. Somebody give God a praise this morning. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to his great name this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody magnify the Lord. Somebody give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. Rabababasti kietororobukunda rarabasa. Ikietororobukunda rabasi kietororobushe. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify the Lord this morning. We give him glory. We give him glory. Hallelujah. That's why the enemy can never touch God's glory. We thank you, Lord, this morning. We give you praise this morning. We bless your holy name, God. Thank you for everyone that is under the sound of my voice this morning, God, that we're chasing after you. And nothing or no one else will do. We thank you, Father. Thank you for your glory. For without it, we are nothing. Somebody give God glory. Somebody give him the praise this morning. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your glory. We give you praise this morning, and we bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we totally surrender, God, to you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord God, keep on worshiping our God. Keep on blessing him, Lord God, for his glory. Amen. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're thanking him this morning. Because everything you need is in that glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 To your great name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we can't boast in nobody but him. We can't brag on nobody but him. The Bible says in Jeremiah 9:23. Let's go to Jeremiah 9:23 right quickly. Right quickly. Let's go there right quickly. Jeremiah 9:23. And the word of the Lord says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that God deserves all glory? Hallelujah. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Amen. This morning we need to glory in the fact that we understand and know him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's the only thing that the Lord wants us to glory in, is that we understand and know him. Because that's the only thing that counts, is us understanding and knowing him. Because everything else will fade away. But Yahshua will stand forever. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, wise men, we're not to glory in our wisdom. Why? Because all wisdom comes from him. We can't glory in our might, because all our might, what? Come from him. The rich man cannot glory in his riches, because whatever he got, it came from God. Come on here, somebody. Job says that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. The Lord giveth. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name, what, of the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. But let him be glorious in this, that he understandeth. Notice that word understandeth has an ETH, which means that we continue to understand, and knoweth has an ETH, so we continue to know him. Come on here, somebody. The Lord, that I am the Lord. See, the only thing we can glory in, child of God, and I'm getting ready to close it up on this, is that we understand who I am is. Come on here, somebody. That we understand and know I am. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm starting to get happy now. Glory to God. We understand and know who I am is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That we understand and know who I am is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's the only thing we can glory in, is understanding who I am is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. That I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth. Hallelujah. So the Lord exercised these three things. Loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. The Lord does this. So once we understand that the love and kindness come from Yahshua, judgment come from Yahshua, and righteousness come from Yahshua. And he is the I am Yahshua that exercised these principles. Come on and give Yahshua praise this morning. Come on and give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. And no one else has this power but him. So in the glory, we realize, Lord, you have all power. Woo! Shababan darabas. Lord, you have all power. There is no power that our God don't have. We think the people in office have the power. No, the government don't have the power. Amen. The president don't have the power. Amen. The Illuminati don't have the power. Amen. The Boule don't have the power. Amen. The elite don't have the power. God has all power, Rabba Sartoro Boseki. And he's about to show himself as all powerful. Beloved, as we close our session today of morning glory, don't give power to nothing else but him. Don't surrender your will to nothing else but him. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Go with Yahshua this morning. Be blessed. Know that the blessing of the Lord is upon you. Amen. Walk in the glory of God. It is the glory of God that has already planned our day. Thank you, Lord, for your glory. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you as you obey him in his glory. Thank you, Lord, for all things. For it is you who enable us to do what we do. We thank you for your glory. We do not take it lightly, the fact that you have allowed us to be in your glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. Somebody bless the Lord right now. Somebody give him the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all things. Until the next session of morning glory. Amen. And amen. We give you praise. Hallelujah.